Blog Talk Radio.
Because then I got to drive a lot more. So,
and
then
I
learned being able to drive. So.
Yeah, and you got your driver's license under quarantine, right? You had to go in and get an appointment and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
And you're working on buying yourself a car. And this is the first winter you've had to drive, right?
Yes.
Have you driven in any bad weather yet?
A little bit.
Well, have you learned anything on your own about what you need to do different about driving in the winter? Have you learned anything about driving in the winter that you have to do different to driving in the summer?
Driving a lot slower.
Well,
watching the
road
a lot more.
Okay. Well, one thing that we want to talk about today mostly was winterizing your car. As a new driver, you got some stuff for Christmas to put in your car. And I thought we should go through it a little bit and what you might need to have your car ready to go for the winter. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about is, do you know what they put on roads to keep them from icing up so badly?
Yep.
Okay, and what is
it? Salt.
And what does salt do to your car if you let it just sit on there?
Ruins it. Makes it rust faster.
That's right. So one thing you have to worry about over the winter is washing your car a little bit more often. Because you can let your car sit there dirty in the summer and it doesn't really make much difference. But you always have to watch for good wash days to wash it during the winter to keep that salt off. And we were talking about things that you might have to add to your car. And you didn't think you had too much in your car already. Do you have a snow brush with an ice scraper on it yet?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. I can tell you early October, I was at a conference with people who had rented their car. They did not have one of those with frosted ones. We were having to do those, trying to get off the window, so at the car at the hotel. That is a good thing to have. And do you have pet litter or sand in your car?
No.
Okay, well, that's something you've got to add. Can you think what you might do with that?
If you're stuck?
Yes. You can put it down and sort of grit behind your car to help the wheels get traction so they can go. And another thing we haven't gotten you yet, but we've got it for you, is the wool blanket, which is important for both keeping warm and also if there would be a fire.
Yep.
And then we've been getting to some of the things that you added. And one thing is a candle. And we talked a little bit about it. So do you know why you have a candle in your car?
I can't hear you really well.
Okay. Could you... what can you use a candle for in your car?
What can you what?
What could you use a candle for?
A warmth?
Yep, you could use it for warmth. You could also use it to melt water. Have a couple other things. And what kind of candle did I get you? What kind of candle did you get? Is it a taper candle?
I don't know. It's a candle and a tin?
Yes. So that way, if you have your winter stuff in the car over the summer and it melts, you'll still be able to use the candle. If you have like a taper, it makes a big mess when it melts, but you've got one in the can. And you also need a way to light it. We've been discussing that because it's really kind of important to have matches, but you could also have a lighter. So we even talked about getting that. And we're also working on, in order to melt the snow to drink, you need something to put snow in, so we've got to get you a coffee can, a metal coffee can, so you can use that if you have to. Also, if you get stuck somewhere, you want to have candy bars in your car, which I know would be a thing for you because of your diabetes, but being able to have some fast birth sugar energy to help you if you're like having to push the car or if you're just trying to stay warm. It's kind of a useful thing to have.
Yep.
Okay, another thing that if you're still using on the fire is to have some newspapers in the car. If you would be in a situation where you need to starting a small fire for warmth, people a lot of times will think anything will catch well. And fire is not your friend. It will not light if you want it to, and it will light if you don't want it to. But if you have some newspapers, you can crumple that up and it can help get a fire going. Another good thing to do would be to have a shovel in your car. And I think you know this, but what would you use a shovel for?
What would I what?
Use a shovel for.
To clear out snow?
Yes. So that's good for that. Then some other things to do to keep warm. You might want to have a hat or mitts on because you might be going someplace, you know, where you're dressed up and won't have heavy clothes. So it's good to have that in the car. Also, if you have a heavy winter coat or snowsuit, keep it in back. You're more for the warmth. It's nice to keep some bottles of water back there. Now, they could freeze, but again, if you're stuck there for a while, it's good to have at least an option of something to drink.
Yep.
Now, another thing that we haven't added yet is a red flag or something that you put on the car that would be very distinctive. So, like, if you drove off the road, you want people to know that there's someone there that needs help. And sometimes they have signs that you can put on the inside. Sometimes they've got red flags attached on the outside so people know there's a person in there. And,
okay.
Something that we never used to have to worry about winterizing your car is making sure that you have a charged battery for your cell phone. So a hand crank cell phone charger is a great thing to have because in winter, cold weather sucks the life out of a battery. So in order to have something that charges it, it doesn't take battery. It's also good if you can get flashlights that doesn't have batteries or size of the battery. So you can also get your cell phone charger for that. And something that you have in the car now, you can also especially use. One thing is that you should make sure that you check your battery. Now, they recommend that you change your battery for your car about every 4 or 5 years. And you can have your battery tested so you can see how it's doing. But it's a good idea not to let it get too old. You do not want to be stuck in a situation where you have people that have to jump to get out if possible. And another thing that you have in your car all year that's helpful to have is floor mats on your car. We talked before about how you might need to put the cat litter down or sand to make a way for the car to kind of crawl out. You can also use your floor mats for that. So you take them out of the car, put them down where the tires are starting to spin, and it gives them something inside. Another thing that you're going to have in there is a list of numbers because a lot of times people don't really stop and think, what would I do if I was in trouble now? You have a number to call to get tow truck, right?
What?
In your list of numbers you have some lists of people to call if you get into trouble, right?
Yes.
Okay, so one of them might be where you could call if you're being pulled out of a ditch. It might be who you have to call and report to if you hit a deer. Things like that. Or if there's an accident, because even good drivers can have trouble when there's ice on the road and run into something else. So to have the directions of what you're supposed to do if you're in an accident is important, because even if you know, if you're busted up, sometimes you can't remember. And other things that you might do for your winterizing your car is to check your washer fluid. Now, they used to say that you wanted to change it in the winter so it was different than what was in the summer to make it less likely to freeze on you. But pretty much what they put in there now, they use all year. So that really doesn't apply much anymore. Also, another thing is snow tires. Now, people used to get snow tires to put on their car. And do you know what a snow tire was?
Do I what?
Do you know what a snow tire is? What's different about it?
No.
Okay, a snow tire would have a little extra grip thing come out of it. So if you grab the road, snow a lot better than having to go in bad road conditions. People used to buy them to put them on their car. Now, there are still places in the country where you need to do that. Around here, you don't really do it. It used to be that grandma was asking, had a separate set of snow tires, and she'd have to go and get them put on in the winter, the fall, and off in the spring. You can't have them on for summer. Another thing you can have are chains to put on your tires. And I know you don't have any, but your dad has some, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's something else you can do. If you don't have snow tires, you can always, if you have chains, then you can put them on if you get yourself in trouble. Sometimes those things are more kind of optional if, just going to be driving normally back and forth. But it's probably most important to keep an eye, on the weather. And sometimes that's hard. One time, your mom and me were over in Michigan, and we were coming back. And we knew that there was a storm. And we checked the weather where we were, and it said we were going to miss. Called home and had them check the weather at home to see if they were going to miss it. And we ended up driving right into it, even though it looked like we did everything we could think of to check. So if you drive into trouble, it's important to have this kind of stuff available. Stuff to keep you warm if you have to have something to drink if you need it, to have some shots of sugar if you need it, candy bars, that kind of thing. And extra stuff to keep you warm, like a change of yogurt, having a hat, extra things, or whatever, a blanket, something to keep you warm if you have to, if you are stuck. And if you think you might be stuck there for quite a while, you also should know that you can turn your car off and on. So you don't have to have it running all the time if you use up your gas and then you get in trouble. So running it for 15 minutes first to get things kind of warm, keep things warm, is also an option to have.
What?
Okay, so, talked about checking your fluid, checking your battery, de-icing, keeping your car clean. So I think we really hit on the major points of that. Is your dad still sitting there? Does he have anything else you think you should add?
Oh, not too much. Having fresh oil when it gets cold is sometimes a good idea.
So, it sounds like you have got stuff to do to have in your car. Drew, and do you have any more questions about why you have stuff or stuff that you think should be in your car?
No, I do not.
Are you willing to say anything just so I let you hang up?
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show about winterizing your car, get your car winterized, and all that good stuff that you're doing today. So maybe we'll have to talk about summarizing your car next time. Great. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Such as this. Okay. Well, good luck with your car. Make sure you get your stuff changed over, because I know some of the stuff you don't have yet. And if your friends are driving, tell them that they should be checking the winterizing too, because I think it's someone who just starts driving and don't always realize all the precautions you should take. Hopefully, you'll never need them, but it's important to be ready just in case.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for being on tonight, and thank you, Dad, for being on too. And I hope everybody here has enjoyed following us along on Travel Tales. And our first episode of the year, which has ended up being shorter than I thought it would. but I think we covered the major points, and I hope that you enjoyed listening to you, Driver, as try to figure out what car we're going to do. Thank you very much, and be sure to keep an eye on the schedule, because we are going to hopefully do your resolution have more episodes.